Good morning and welcome to Dr. Leonard's Pet Pointers. Well, it's Valentine's Day and I hope you're with your loved ones and especially those loved ones that are your pets. I didn't realize this was going to be on Valentine's Day when I chose the subject today, and I'm sorry about that because today we're going to talk about euthanasia. The definition of euthanasia is good death. I'm not exactly sure whether that's exactly the way we ought to look at it, but one of the things that is possible with our animals is when things happen where their life is not what it should be, we do have the option of putting them to sleep, and that's what we're talking about. So first, I want to tell you how we do it. Euthanasia in our office is a massive overdose of anesthesia. It's done with a special product that's designed just for this, but they undergo anesthetic. They drift down until their heart stops. Just like in any death, there sometimes will take a breath, there'll sometimes be some movement, some muscle twitching, things like that. But it's pretty smooth and pretty nice. People say, does it hurt? My answer to you is no worse than any other IV injection that they've gotten in their life. So if you've ever had them take blood from you, that's about how much it hurts. This is a very painless, easy way to die. We always think about why we have to do this. After you put your animal to sleep, dog or cat, you have to decide what you're going to do with it. There's three options that we have. One is to take it home and bury it. State of Iowa declares that you can only bury 10,000 pounds of animals per acre in the state of Iowa. So when we're talking about dogs and cats, we're probably pretty safe that we can do that. Burying is certainly an option. Second way that you can dispose of the animal afterwards is a mass cremation, meaning it's cremated with other animals and you don't get any ashes back. Third way is an individual cremation. Individual cremation, you get the ashes from your animal back to you. They're putting them in a nice carved wooden box right now, and it's a pretty attractive thing to have. One of the things that is important with that, you have options as to what you can do. One of the things that I want to remind people is if you have other animals in your house and one of your animals is put to sleep, or if it dies naturally at home, let the other pets see the dead animal. Animals understand death very well. They go and smell them, takes them about 15 seconds, and they smell them and they look at them, they walk around them, check them a little bit, and they walk away. They know that they are dead. If they don't get to see them, a lot of times they look for them. They keep going back in the bedroom, looking here, looking there, trying to find them, seeing where are they, why aren't they here. So letting the other pets see the animal after it's dead is really a good plan for you, and we'll help you with that always. So why do we put animals to sleep? Probably the most common reason that I see is old age. Situations where an animal just gets so old that they can't get up on their own, they quit eating, they quit drinking. They're getting ready to die on their own, and we just simply help them get there a little bit quicker. Sometimes we have incurable disease processes, tumors that can't be removed, cancers that are out of hand. Osteosarcoma is a big one that we find that it comes a time when everybody knows. And that's one of the things that I like to tell people. I always get the question, how do I know when it's time? And I give everyone exactly the same answer. I tell them, you'll know in your heart when it's right. When it's right in your heart, it's right. You can't listen to your kids. You can't listen to your friends. You can't listen to your relatives. It's your animal. You're with them 24 hours a day. You come to me, I can tell you what's wrong with your animal. I can't tell you when it's time, but you'll know. Keep that in mind. So once in a while, we'll have an animal so badly injured that we can't reasonably take care of him. Two broken legs, punctured lung, heart failure, bad kidneys. There's things that just go on that you just can't take care of. After saying that, I'll remind you about Lily, our two-legged dog. She's got two legs and she's the happiest dog in the whole wide world, so missing a leg or two doesn't seem to bother them, but when they're badly injured, it's something that you need to deal with. We always have children to deal with, okay? One of the things we need to think about is don't tell your children that you're going to put your dog to sleep. Use the word euthanasia. It's a different word for them and they'll learn what it's about. You say put them to sleep, sometimes kids are afraid to go to sleep afterwards. Don't say we're going to give them a shot. They may become frightened of shots because they go to the doctor, they get a shot. Was this going to kill me? It's okay to have funerals. It's okay to keep a hair sample. It's okay to keep a footprint or a collar. Things like that are really important. One of the nicest things I had a mother do, had young children, it was dead of winter. They had the dog cremated individually, took the cremations home, and she told her children, next spring, we're going to plant a tree. And when we plant the tree, we're going to put the ashes in the bottom of the tree so that when the tree grows, it's going to use those ashes. So your dog is always going to be there every time you look at the tree. You're going to be able to see your dog in the tree. I thought that was a really great thing to do. This is Dr. Leonard at Atlantic Animal Health Center wishing you a happy Valentine's Day. And remember to call us at 243-2121 with all your pet needs. Thank you.